This is the second year of the event. So what was the inspiration initially behind creating this family-friendly event with the early evening and the egg drop and the whole thing?
Well, we just wanted to do something for the community, and a friend of mine had kind of put the bug in my ear years ago, like, we just got to drop an egg. And I was like, well, I don't have time to figure that out, but you just keep working on it. And then finally, a couple years ago, we created enough bandwidth for people, and we said, let's get this thing done. And we wanted to do something that was all about family. We said, you know, we've been in the egg business for over 80 years. We thought, what better to put Nashville on the map than do an egg drop?
I want to talk about the egg in a second, but over 4,000 people at the inaugural event last year. As you think back on last year and just the response that you got from the community, how much did that persuade you to say, hey, let's do it again next year, which would be in just a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I will tell you, when Brittany and I first started planning it, we were like, man, I hope 200 or 300 people show up to make it worthwhile. we really started advertising or putting the word out kind of late. Well, that night showed up and it was jam-packed, 2,000 to 3,000 people, another 1,000 or so parked around the place just watching the fireworks. We were just overwhelmed by the community support. It shows that the community wanted something that was good for families. So we're excited. We had fully intended for it to be something we do every year, something great for Nashville and Nash County and people all around. So just knowing that many people came out, it really blows me away. But we're excited to be able to do this, and people keep asking, are y'all going to do it again? Are you going to do it again? And we said, yeah, that's the first annual, so we're planning on doing it every year.
I love it. You mentioned the eggs. You've been in the egg business for a long time. Tell me about crafting the egg and how you get the egg up and drop the egg, all the good stuff that goes with that.
Yeah, so I've got good friends at Edwards Incorporated. They supply the cranes. They're a big crane company and fabrication company and based out of Spring Hope. They're very creative, so I pretty much said, guys, we need a big egg. And then pretty much they took it away from there. And they called me and was like, well, we got an idea. Just come check it out. And we get back there and they have an 8-foot-tall egg that they have made this cage and then started wrapping it with the material. And it's beautiful. So it's this huge, at least 8-foot-tall white egg. And they really capped it off with our logo. And then they supply the crane that holds it elevated, and then at 7 o'clock we just slowly lower it and kind of count down. It makes it fun for the kids and families. It's not midnight, but it's probably midnight somewhere.
That's exactly right. I love it. Let's talk about the particulars of the event. What do you want folks to know in terms of we mentioned the fireworks, family-friendly event. Outside of that, what else do you want folks to know about this event coming up on New Year's Eve?
Oh, we have a great time. We've got Meredith and Company and Real Rowdy, two bands that are going to join us again this year. They did a great job last year. Everybody got super excited. The music was great. We've got face painting. I think we even got some live characters for the kids this year, like Bluey and I think a princess of some sort. Face painting, bounce houses, the music. We'll have a bunch of food trucks, some drink vendors. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll drop the egg slowly. This is not going to splatter on the ground. We're going to slowly drop the egg and count down. And then we'll have an excellent fireworks show as soon as the egg drops.
We don't want any scrambled eggs.
Nope, no scrambled eggs.
There's also a 50-50 raffle. I do want to point this out. With proceeds, they are going to benefit our friends in Western North Carolina that are still dealing with Hurricane Helene. Important to give back to those folks
Absolutely.
Who are still fighting and recovering after that devastation.
Yeah, that was a big part of what we wanted to do when we started off was that we wanted somebody to benefit each year. Last year, we did a food pantry at home, and this year we thought with, the devastation that's happened in the western part of the state that absolutely wanted to take the funds that we received and to send it out there to help them out.
How can our listeners get involved? Are there things you still need ahead of the egg drop coming up in a couple weeks?
Certainly, if you can go to our website, BraswellFamilyFarms.com, and click on New Year's Eve egg drop, we'd love to partner with local businesses that want to help sponsor. We would love to keep this thing free in the future. So we're looking for, small sponsorships, but also volunteers. We'd love volunteers to come help. And I think if they reach out to us, they can figure out what they can do and at what times. And it's just a great community event, and we do need help. We'd like it to stay free, and we'd like it to, you know, go off without a hitch.
All right, for our listeners who are still planning their New Year's Eve and thinking about this, where can they go to learn more and all the good stuff that you got going on with the egg drop?
Yeah, if they'll go to our website, BraswellFamilyFarms.com, and they'll see like a link for the New Year's Eve egg drop. They can click on that. It's got the times, 4 to 7 p.m., December 31st in Nashville, so they'll find out everything they need there.
Great stuff. I'm digging the jacket. It's just like Christmas jacket with sequins and sparkles. I need to get one of those. I love it.
That's right. It's got your name on it.
It sure does. Trey Braswell with Braswell Family Farms. Thanks so much for being here. Great to see you, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Hey, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.